You're listening to SBS News.
26-year-old student Shona Edwards was diagnosed with a tumour on her sacrum after years of chronic pain. The cancer advocate from Adelaide had to push for an MRI scan, which is how her tumour was found. She says surgery was not entirely successful for her, so she went overseas for proton beam radiation therapy treatment.
Radiation would have hit the ovaries, it would have hit my uterus, and proton radiation therapy is a lot more targeted and it doesn't go through the other side, doesn't pass through the healthy tissue on the other side. So for me, proton therapy meant I can have children later. So I really have quality of life that I wouldn't necessarily have had with a major surgery or a conventional radiation therapy.
She says her oncologist was proactive about her treatment options, but not everyone has a positive outcome when they discover they have cancer. Ms. Edwards is encouraging other patients to push medical professionals for more information to ensure they are fully aware of all treatments.
I came into this feeling confident that I can advocate for myself, and even I found it hard. So I always imagine that there's other people out there who don't even know you can ask questions, right? Because doctors are also just people and they don't know what you don't know until you bring it up.
But when it comes to ovarian cancer, often there are no obvious signs and many women learn they have the disease at a late stage. In Australia, ovarian cancer affects about 1,500 women each year, and worldwide it is the leading cause of death from gynaecologic cancers. But in November, the TGA in Australia approved the treatment of Zejula or niraparib, which is taken after chemotherapy. Professor Jonathan Lederman from University College London Cancer Institute specialises in gynaecologic cancers.
These are oral drugs that are usually very well tolerated, and they are able to delay relapse of ovarian cancer. And in some women, this delay is really a very significant, very prolonged delay.
The medication blocks proteins from repairing ovarian cancer cells, which helps to control the illness. The TGA says the capsule is part of maintenance treatment following the completion of chemotherapy. Dr. Tarek Miniawi is a medical oncologist from Sir Charles Gairdner Hospital, and he says ovarian cancer is a lethal condition.
So women with ovarian cancer would receive a number of cycles, usually six cycles of chemotherapy, once every 3 weeks. Then at the end of that, they start these maintenance PARP inhibitors to reduce the chance of the cancer recurring and delay the time to that recurrence.
Zejula is what's known as a PARP inhibitor, and there are potentially benefits for women whether or not they have the BRCA genetic mutation. By interfering with pathways, tumour cells can be killed or become more susceptible to chemotherapy. Professor Lederman says not everyone benefits from these PARP inhibitors, therefore more work needs to be done.
There is also a group who do not have a BRCA mutation, but yet have within their tumour an inability to repair damage to their DNA. And that's very much exploited by niraparib.
Awareness about this deadly condition is hopefully improving, since former tennis star Chris Evert revealed she was recently diagnosed with ovarian cancer at the age of 67. The former world number one learned she had a malignant tumour during a preventive hysterectomy.
Ovarian cancer is an insidious and it's a very sneaky cancer. I actually had my chemo last Monday and, you know, it's rough for 3 or 4 days.
She had a second procedure and following chemotherapy, her doctors advised there is a high chance the cancer won't return. Miss Evert's younger sister died after a battle with ovarian cancer and her condition had spread before it was detected. And it's messages about early detection that are critical for patients to ensure best possible health outcomes. There are warnings from the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Radiologists about the need to proceed with breast screenings after reports some women are delaying appointments. Dr. Miniawi agrees some people are skipping regular checks and that could be costly for their health.
But it's really reluctance of people to go and have their skin checks and their pap smears and all the other cancer prevention and cancer screening programs that have been reduced. So there's two aspects to this. One is reluctance to to seek medical attention for new symptoms. And I have had a number of women who have put off seeing their GP about abdominal pain or bloating, and ultimately were found to have ovarian cancer later than otherwise would.
Health Minister Greg Hunt says he wants to raise the country's already high screening rates for breast, bowel and cervical cancers. World Cancer Day is being marked on February the 4th. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.